Your dreadlock connoisseur, and I'm here with my brother Mark, and we have a special guest here with us. His name is Anthony Taft Jr., and he's DJ Ant Live, and we're here to talk about DJing. How are we this afternoon, gentlemen?
Great, and you? Great.
Doing good.
Cool. Well, with this session, this is part of one of our continuous series of live DJs that are still doing it old school with vinyl, as well as a new age with the technology available to us. So you've seen a lot of that going on, a lot of DJs out there doing the laptop thing. But Anthony is a little different, and we wanted to talk to him today. And Anthony is here today representing his company as well, Square Root Entertainment, which he started. And with that said, why don't you tell us a little about it and yourself?
Okay, my name is Anthony Taft. I'm from Harlem, New York. I've been DJing since I was in Pampers, actually. My father's a DJ, DJ Taft, from Harlem too. I've been pretty much since I was in Pampers, right, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we started a company, me and a couple of other guys, to span the DJ game because the game had changed tremendously. So I started a company called Square Root Entertainment. So we book DJs and we book entertainment company.
Okay.
So that's why I started.
Cool. So when you start booking the other DJs, when y'all started getting together, was it a need, or would y'all was trying to gather together this so y'all can have more power when y'all go about getting these gigs and everything together?
It actually started because of need, because I started the name and the brand because I could not be at three different parties. Everybody always wanted me to do their parties for them. Right. So I said, I got to think of a plan to me to be at all these parties at one time, but I'm really not there. So by the name of me becoming something, so I created the name. So when they say, oh, Square Root Entertainment is here, so that means not just me, the entertainment is there. So I could book, it'd be really easier that way.
Cool. So when you're getting that demand out and your name is getting out there, and like you said, it's not necessarily DJ Ant Live anymore, it's just Square Root Entertainment. When you put that out there and that name is out there, what are people expecting when you're entertainment group is showing up? What are they expecting to have?
First, our main issue is, and our goals is energy. That's our main focus. The life of the party, we bring energy to your party. We crowd participation.
Mm-hmm.
That's our main goals, our focus, to make people happy.
So
we at the events.
So Mark, when you was DJing, and you know, to get the party live and get people on their feet, you know, we had to bring in, I'll say 50-pound speakers, a couple of turntable racks, equipment and all. And you looked at it as, you know, you was in competition with the next DJ. So you really didn't look at it entertainment. Wise, you looked at it as, you know, I got the deal and I'm out there actually doing a session for people. What was your perspective on that?
Well, it's like Ant said, a lot of times we're bringing the energy. However, we had the hype man who was the MC. We had the DJ who was there. And then we had the record collections and the sound system. Like you said, the power amps and the equalizers and all those things that added to the experience. Because if you're doing a party and you have a bad sound system, no matter, you could play the best record, the latest hit, what have you, it's going to be whack.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Hell yeah. So, I mean, and nobody want to hear all of that. And the good thing, Ant, was you saying you already got a reputation. You know, your entertainment company is not just me, but the people that I represent and represent me, they know, hey, if we get these folks, they're bringing the energy, you know. So music-wise, we still the old school guys. I'm transitioning into a couple of new because I'm down in Atlanta. And we got this dubstep shit that's going on, but you know, it is what it is. And but music is music, and you gotta be able to respect it as that. So, are you looking? Are you touching the younger group, the mid level group, the older group? Or are you saying, hey, look, I can satisfy whatever need there is and be able to perform for all of those?
Actually, I satisfied. Whatever, I can go way back before my times.
Right, right.
And I can go younger than me, so that I satisfy any ages. We provide, I got a lot of different DJs that's really can really rock the party.
Gotcha.
Within old school hip hop, reggaeton, all trends of music.
Okay. So I'm finding that more interesting because, you know, some people don't want to get away from their own genre. You know, they be like, look, I'm just strictly old school. I'm not doing anything else. And they sitting around waiting on gigs. And then you got these other people who said, yo, so I'll just use it as such. But I'm a commercialized DJ and I'm going to be able to bring my laptop and plug into a couple of speakers. And whatever's on Apple Music, I'm going to play whatever they want. So I'm not really DJing. I'm just providing songs. And that's, to me, is the most frustrating thing at being a DJ, when you have those type of people who don't respect the art. You know, I'm kind of have to get away from that because, you know, I guess that's an old school way of thinking. But I still think there's an art to DJing. And that's why I wanted to really talk to people who I know who's really doing the job of being a DJ and hyping the people up and really giving them what they want and not exactly just providing food like Burger King. So do you look at it in that way? Or what is your perspective when it comes from that?
Yes, I definitely look at it different ways now because – And like how you said, some people use it as a jukebox. They're not a. Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially the era now, the people. I feel like it's not a DJ.
Yep.
You can call these people guys that just play music.
Yep.
Because DJing consists of a lot of different things, and what they're doing now is not DJing.
Yep.
It's just playing music.
And you that's gotta not dodge
it, throw on music, yep. And just talk through a mic, and then. They're a DJ. Nowadays, it's so hard where you could just say, I got a laptop, I'm a DJ.
Yep. So do you have that problem, though, competing with them?
I actually don't because I have built my own, but it kind of annoying. It makes me stay at a certain point with to certain people. Like, how can I say it? It's really different, the DJing game now. It makes you kind of step back, but you got to keep going because half of the DJs now is really, you could just say the guys that just play music.
Yeah, exactly.
Black, you know?
Exactly. So Mark, and when you standing on the outside, because I know, you know, me and you haven't really just did parties like we used to, standing on the outside looking at that shit, you know, what do you see?
Well, you know, at first I was in real opposition to programs like Traktor and Serato and those things, because it was like, okay, you have instant access to anyone's library. Yep. You know, you can download songs from the 1920s and it'll be right there at your fingertips.
Right.
But as a DJ, then you find out more so that if you can have 20 terabytes of music, but if you don't put it in the right combination, if you don't play it the way the energy of the party is coming back to you, then you usually lose out. And, you know, I admire Ant for the simple fact that he took on a lot of our things when his father and I used to play music, the music from that era.
Right.
And the standing and respecting the fact that quality music lives on throughout the centuries.
Right. So, Ant, when you're talking about equipment-wise, you know, we still have the Techniques and the Numarks and a couple of things from there. When you first started, and you know, when your dad and seeing Mark and all of them touching on these, the classics, as we could call it, you know, when was the time that you said, damn, I got to move from this because I got to have the availability for the crowd or whatever? Or did you actually move from it? I'm sorry, I should have asked that first. Did you move from that or did you have them both?
I actually have both. I don't limit myself. I step up. I still use my 1200s.
Gotcha.
Sometimes. I don't let them go. I can't, you know, because like I said,
never
I started
let them go,
from,
right?
You know, but I do have controllers, the new, and it kind of just moved me. It goes towards that way because it's easier to carry.
Gotcha.
That's the only way, right. The way I do that.
So that's because, a little convenience wise, not,
yeah,
not a need, yeah, but convenience.
Yes. That's why a lot of people did trans over. Like, even when I did start it with the laptop, it was so hard for me. I used to have my turntables, and I had the laptop. It was so hard because I still would bring my records. The couple of parties till I got my laptop, I would still carry my records with me.
Right, right.
I didn't jump because, you know, a lot of DJs jump from the CDs, but I didn't. I was still using my records till I got my laptop.
Right.
I hooked my laptop to my 1200s.
Gotcha.
But a lot of guys, I still would bring my records to a couple of parties that I did because I didn't feel comfortable yet to just do this whole party with a laptop. But I used to see everybody else, oh, nah, just with a laptop, not even no turntables or nothing.
Right.
They DJing a whole party with a laptop. And I still, to this day, I'm like, where's something to control to move the beat? You got to control the stuff. You're not controlling nothing.
Yep.
The tempo or nothing.
Exactly.
So it still get me to this day, but I definitely still use my turntables. And I can't let that go. No.
No. I mean, think about that. When you have that vinyl and you touching that, you know, truly you're doing the work. I always tell people when I drive, you haven't driven unless you had a 5-speed. You know, you can drive an automatic. Yeah. Everybody can drive an automatic, but everybody can't drive a 5-speed. So when it's time to drive, you're driving. When it's time to DJ, if you don't put your hand on that vinyl, you're really not DJing. You're playing music. You can transition to DJing with that. But that's how I put it. You know, when I look at it and I use the analogy for people to understand what I mean, if you're touching vinyl, you're truly DJing. I use that analogy.
Yes. And to be honest, like you said, like Al said, a lot of people now is you can just buy, to go to somebody and buy them music over somebody, where they don't get a chance of traveling. I used to be a young boy traveling to different boroughs just to buy records. They don't understand where I used to have to go to a record label and pick up records every Friday with a whole book bag full of records on your back. Right. You had to go to each place to just get a record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I kind of miss it, actually. Like I said, the laptop did change up the game tremendously, especially by, you know, the work at the, and people don't, I feel like they don't know it. Where DJing really come from now? All they like, I got a laptop, I'm a DJ.
Yep.
And you don't understand where DJing come from, the history of DJing.
And this is exactly why we wanted to do Old Car Wax. We wanted to let people know that there's some history behind what you're seeing now, and what me and Mark talked about to a lot of people is. DJs really transition to producing. So you start making your own music except for playing music. So that's where the transition actually go to. So if you're playing some music and you adding in or supplementing or embellishing on top of it, that's the way of DJing. And you see a lot of house music that's mixed in that certain way that you add your own in. And it depends on, you know, what kind of gig you got. You know, certain gigs, they want to hear something totally new or whatever you create. Some of them is like, I want to hear what I love. And being a DJ, you have to be aware. And that's why I asked you earlier, do you do one or do you do multiple? You know, the most talented DJs, and you even, you know, elaborating to it, knows to say, look, this is my crowd. This is how I'm going to play to this one. This is my crowd. Now I'm going to play to this one. I'm still going to be myself, but I'm going to do it in this way. And I just feel that the art and DJs like yourself aren't being exposed to say, look, I'm carrying a history that's always been there. And you are really not really experiencing that history until you see a DJ like myself. You know what I'm saying? So, Mark, even in that sense, you know, when you're with Ant and you see his exposure and all, what do you see in him that you could say, yep, he's carrying this on?
Well, like he said, the first thing I see is the energy. And I understand that as we had hype men, or we were the hype men ourselves, you know, he was able to incorporate the energy of this is a party, this is I'm here to celebrate, or whatever venture it is, that he's able to bring that out in the crowd. You know, that's the first thing, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And secondly, in terms of his use of his library, this is where I look at the young people and I go, well, wait a minute. You know, these guys are going by whatever the popular song is.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, Ant is using the history and able to mix. And we were talking about that earlier today on how a lot of the DJs are incorporating old school songs with the new beats and the remixes. And like you said, as a DJ, doing remixes themselves.
Right, right.
And that's where the technology comes in, and the technology has advanced the DJ.
Mm-hmm. So looking at that too, Ant, when you're looking at DJs or production guys, you know, I can go back to so many different guys of today and I'll just say it, yesteryear, you know, sounding a little Western there. But DJs, who did you kind of, you know, saying, I love this kind of DJ. I'm going to throw out Premier. I'm going to throw out, yeah, I'm kind of lost there. But Premier was the one that really stand out. The Digging in the Crates fellas, they had plenty of DJs that was up in there who started making production and actually changing the way music was. Who did you look at? Because, you know, we weren't really big MC fans unless they were lyrically sound, but we was really production DJs. Who would you call out and say, look, the way this guy was, I kind of really admired?
I have my dad, DJ Taff, another guy, DJ Hollywood, DJ Master Don.
Oh, Master Don. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty the guys that I looked up to when it came to the DJing. They was really doing their thing, and that's what inspired me to DJ.
I got you. So you got exposed to the live, you know, really not the what you listen to. You saw it live, so you appreciate the live and bringing that actual crowd into it, because they were the orchestrators as opposed to someone who created a good beat or was able to DJ. Because we listen to a lot of mixtapes and say, yo, that dude is awesome. And then when we went out to the park, we saw who really brought the people in. So so you saw it live, though. So you appreciated it when it was live.
Yeah, I seen all that live.
Okay, that's what's up. Mark, in your sense, I mean, what did you look at when you saw that admiration of the DJs? Because, you know, again, I saw a lot of DJs on the streets. And, you know, when I got a little older, when I stopped, I started listening to the way these DJs were. How did you look at that?
Well, first of all, when I saw the DJs, it started with the sound systems. And to hear these guys with tight sound systems is like, okay, now you got me, because it's nice and clear. Now let's see where your skill set is.
Yep.
And for those people that Ant mentioned, they were like legends. And when we used to play in the park and do these things, like he said, he was there as a young boy, listening to the way the music came together, looking at the way what people don't understand is we used to have these ropes, and we would tie the rope around the DJ set and go across the thing there so it can barricade or at least have a stand or a stage for the DJ to perform. Mm-hmm. And if you're behind the ropes, you have the DJ, you got your record man, and you were sitting there and you were saying, okay, you and the record man are coordinating to find out what the next song was going to be. I see the crowd grooving off of this set or off of this tempo. We're going to continue, or we're going to do that. And, you know, DJs like DJ Hollywood would be able to incorporate the old with the new, and because he's still doing it, it's like he had to step up. You know, he doesn't carry records around anymore,
right?
So but he still keeps his same format as a DJ. You know, our friend that Master Don that passed away, once he incorporated his set at the club, because he was playing at a club before he passed on, he would listen for the sounds, and he had a certain, he would play everything, and playing everything really helped us out.
Gotcha. So it gave you that different exposure to say, I can play this and I can play this, and it's okay. Because some people don't get that. You know what I mean? Some people don't get that it's okay to play anything. You just got to play the right anything.
Exactly. And Anthony can tell you from the different clientele that he has what he can play and what he does play.
Right. So, Ant, if you looking at that music-wise, if you, without perspective of a DJ, so what music are you listening to right now, as opposed to what music you're playing?
Music have changed tremendously from a lot.
That's why I'm saying it, right?
Now, you know, it's really different. It's hard to explain it. I don't know when a change happened, but it changed a lot.
Yep.
Me personally, as a DJ, the change is kind of bad to me because it's not, sometimes it definitely don't feel like music. Gotcha. It's like, I don't know what to call it no more. Sometimes you don't have songs you barely could dance to. In a club now, it's like you're just playing songs just to play them. Mm-hmm. You don't see too many people dancing and vibing to certain music no more.
Yeah, they're standing around. You got a lot of standing around listening as opposed to grooving. So you got to change the genre then in order for people to dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of crazy. So this is why I kind of asked the question, because, you know, as a DJ, I'm going to play stuff because I want people to move. But when I'm listening, I may not necessarily play stuff that make people move, but I like certain things, but I'm not going to play certain things, because I had to be able to break that apart and started learning to, you know what, I can like certain music, but I can't play certain music. So I've learned to kind of break that apart. But as a DJ, and you doing that kind of like full time, is interesting to get your point of view, because look, that's my life and my job. So it's kind of hard to say I'm going to chill with something when I got to play stuff night in, night out.
Yeah, it's hard to play what you like and to play what the people want. And that's why it changed a lot. You got to play most of the time as a DJ what the people want, and they want the new stuff. And I try, that's why my job as a DJ, I try to mix in the new with the old,
right,
and get people to groove and like the sound, try to make it different.
Yeah. And a lot now is this electronic sound is because, you know, I kind of said earlier is people are making their own music. And see, when they're using these same loops and they're using these same samples, it's going to sound the same. It's just going to have somebody over the top. So you got this guy with a different rap style, but his music going to sound similar to somebody on the West Coast or down in the South, because they choosing the same damn loops.
Yeah.
Know? And it just sounds the same.
The beats are the same. Yep. Everything's the same.
Yeah,
they just somebody just talking over really different.
And, yep.
And yeah, it's definitely changed tremendously. Back in the days, we would sample something different. We had different sounds, different everything, and it's like you can different vibes. Now is everything the same? All the music is the same.
Think about it. To me, I'm looking at it as what's popular is the same. But when you start digging in, you're gonna find some gems. So to me, I got the time. I'm gonna find gems, even though I'm not DJing. I'm gonna find gems that they passed up on in 2012, and I'm like, how hot is this? Why wouldn't they be playing this right now? But it's because they want to hear the same thing over and over and over, and they just like that guy who's, you know, like Chance the Rapper. You know, I'm like, come on, are you kidding me? You know. They saying the same thing, you know, 2 Chainz, and I'm like, this is just killing me, you know, y'all killing me right here. But it's just different, especially being a DJ, and you know, you playing something, and you're like, man, y'all really like this shit.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to put it in there.
You got to put it in there. Yeah.
But you saying to be creative, I'll throw some old school behind that, and they'd be like, wow, that sounds pretty cool. But they still want what they want to hear.
Yeah, they still want it.
Yeah. So do you struggle with that though?
Not so much, because it's, you know, you have to, as a DJ, your job to make people vibe and make people like what you like.
Right.
You gotta break certain songs. You gotta create your own little vibe. Once you got that party going, I can throw in the old school or new school. As long as you guys picked a certain song to get them to vibe with, you got them. That's how I feel as a DJ.
I got you.
I can make them vibe with different music. Mm-hmm. And I would play like a song that I know that you're going to dance off of,
mm-hmm.
and try to get that, because sometimes that south and that straight is kind of boring. Your party would be boring. You got to get them, you know, my job as a DJ, if I didn't get nobody to move a bopper, you know, get up and dance, mm-hmm. my job is not done.
Right, right. And you know what? They may think that's what they want to hear, but sooner or later, they're going to get bored, and they're going to be like, man, this party's whack. And you'd be like, yeah, because I'm playing this stuff that y'all say y'all like, but it's not even getting you hype.
Yeah.
So a DJ got to know that. To your point, look, I know you want to hear this slow drawl and keep going, but that's not really going to keep you hype and on the party and giving energy and going from there. And that's where a lot of, what do you call them, jukebox DJs, just throwing on what's popular. And they just throwing them right behind each other.
Right behind each other, yep. Yeah.
And it's just like a roulette wheel. Whatever it stops on, yep, well, we'll play that one next. And it's terrible, you know. So that's why, you know, to me, I'm trying to reach out and find all the DJs that say, look, I'm a DJ. I got, you know, vinyl. I moved to my laptop, but I know what music is and I know what I have to do for the party. And it's real important that y'all get promoted to be. Let people know that this is really what it's supposed to be, as opposed to hearing that jukebox and putting that quarter in there and just going from there. That's just ridiculous. What about you, Mark? I mean, do you see it any different than that?
No, I see it the exact same way. And it's funny that you guys mentioned that. Every time they're showing on television, they show these DJs and it's like the whole crowd is hyping. They're like, yeah. And they're screaming that from the top of their lungs, jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, what record are they playing? Right. You know, because I mean, the music that you're playing on this commercial definitely doesn't get me hyped.
Nope.
You know, I'm sitting there going, I remember I did I think it was a Christmas party 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Usher had a popular song out. What's that? A Kisser or something? And that year, there was like 5 different records that sound exactly the same. Exact. And the people who were asking for this record, they were like, oh, yeah, but do you play this? And then they said, okay, you want to hear it? We played it. And the crowd started to dwindle from the dance floor.
Right.
And it was like, well, you're the one who came over there and tapped us and grabbed the headphones and was like, hey, we want to hear this. Okay, now that you got your fill of this garbage,
right?
Now we're going back to playing real music. You know, and right. That's exactly what we did. You know, it was just unfortunate that these quote-unquote producers are looking to cookie cut all these guys, whether they have skills or not. It's just that we're going to cookie cut them with the same beat. We're going to make, you know, we're going to take that southern drawl that they think is so popular,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to make it nationwide, you know, so everybody on the East Coast, West Coast, on the roll and roll. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, okay, we went through that era in the 90s when Country Grammar came out.
Yeah. That was and, done with. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And when, what's his name? Nelly and all the other guys, they came up. Okay, well, there's something new.
That Midwestern style. Yeah.
Yeah. But then now, where are these artists?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty faddish. You know, this. So yes. I think the big difference, and I'm glad y'all start talking about it, is I think what people don't understand is a DJ plays at a party and people want to listen to what they would at home. That's the difference. When I go to a party, I want to enjoy myself and have energy, but they still asking for the songs that they at home chilling at. And then certain DJs will give you that at a party. And it's like, nah, you're not here to chill. That chill song isn't here. The chill song is at home. And you can listen to that on your way home. But you exactly. should be at your last breath saying, whew, I'm worn out. That party was like, whoo. That's the objective of a DJ. I want you to be spent because I want you to be use all your energy because my energy is going out for you. You should be spent because I should keep you hype all the way through. And there's certain people that say, hey, look, I just want to hear my favorite song. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It has to do with the energy of the environment that you're in. And I think that's a real important factor of, you know, having a true DJ to be able to do something at a party. Your thoughts, Ant?
Yes. Yes, I think that's definitely right when it comes to partying and the DJ job to make people feel like it's not their house. They want to party. Mm-hmm. A party is something they want to, that DJ jobs to make them feel like they not at home laying down or whatever. They feel like they're at a party, and that's the DJ job. And a lot of people don't understand that's where DJing comes from. Mm-hmm. They're different of vibing their crowd, not to just play the hottest song out.
Absolutely.
And people don't understand that.
And that's crazy because, you know, people like you have to educate the crowd. And you know what's so funny is they don't even realize that that's what you're doing. You're educating them to say you're here to enjoy yourself. You're here to party. You're not here to chill. You can go to a lounge and chill, or you can go, or once again, you can go back to the house and chill. But you're not here for that. My job ain't here for that. You know what I mean? And that's where the disrespect of the DJ and the genre that you in has changing to make it kind of crazy. But I'll be honest with you, Mark, even though you say you see these commercial and, you know, all these people jumping up and down, but the electronic genre has that because they're mixing sounds with maybe one record and they're just having strong beats, electronic highs, and a lot of visuals, and people are just going crazy. But it's there and it's like that all night long. So they're actually entertaining. Not necessarily DJing, but I think they're entertaining. And the electronic genre does that, does a really good job of that. Because then when I started researching and started listening to that, And I listen to what they're selling, you know. So I drop a sample from Apple, and I'm listening to it. But then when I hear when they do it live, it sounds totally different because they put more to it to keep the crowd hype. So it allows the DJ to add what they are and their little special thing. There's one guy called Deadmau5. He does a lot of it. He does a lot of music he makes up. And or he'll play something and then he adds stuff on top of that. And people just go crazy because they know what the song is, but it sounds totally different when he plays it. So true DJs really understand that it's about the crowd. It's not about anything more than make the party go. You know what I mean? Just drive the party into that. Because I know, Mark, for a long time, you was hot on the on the dance joints, and that was just the hype from there, you know. And then, you know, the gay clubs and all of them was hype, but the music and all of that, the New Eureka Soul and all of that mess was out, but it was hype. It was always a hype thing, you know. So you don't see that as being relevant?
Well, that was the thing. Like you said, the transition that DJs went from being DJs to producers, then that's when you had Moby and you had the Gorillaz and you had a couple of other ones who did exactly what you said, who gotcha. Took the electronic sound and created an entertainment art form. And I, you know, I respect that, but I don't give respect to the jukebox guy playing something very similar. And it's like, okay, I rocked the crowd. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You played something that, you know, that was Smash Mouth, or you played something that was somebody else, and that was somebody's favorite record.
Right, right.
You know? And that's why, you know, like I said, when I saw it on television, it's like, yeah. You come to find out it's somebody's remix.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not what they were doing, but it was somebody mm-hmm. else's remix.
Exactly. I mean, I've seen where I know Anthony can tell you where these entertainment people are getting paid tens of thousands of dollars to DJ a set, not an entire party, but DJ a set. Wow. And it's because they are entertainers.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, okay, as long as I got my set together, mm-hmm. you know, I can play five different records. And it's like, okay, I got my set. Now where's my money?
Yep.
You know, as opposed to what he has to do, and he has to go out there and actually entertain for what's the minimum amount of time you guys play?
Like 4 hours, depending on what kind of club we're doing.
Yeah.
Depending on what club we do, 5 to 4 hours.
Okay. So yeah. That's crazy because, I mean, Mark, you're right. I mean, it's they become entertainers, and that's why I wanted to present that in. Because, you know, you got these jukebox guys, you got true DJs, and then you got entertainers. And, you know, entertainers is just, it's a visual. When people have that visual and that's just that entertaining visual excitement, sound and all, people pay for that. Whether it's real or not, it's just entertainment. DJ is an art form. If you truly are a DJ, it's an art form. And then jukebox are people who play music. Simple. I mean, if there's a third one, I mean, a fourth one, I don't know that one. But I'm looking at that, and that's how we're looking at it. But it's all good. I mean, I'm a DJ. I'll be DJ until I die. So when someone says, you know, did you DJ? Did you entertain? I used to DJ. You know, I had my albums. I had my turntables. I had my mixes. I had it all. But that's who I was. And we can go from there. So cool. So, Ant, really, really appreciate your time, man. I'm glad we get a chance to talk to you. I'm really looking forward to talking to a lot more DJs. And you are first one on the docket. And you gave us some really great insight. So I really appreciate that. We'll push out your entertainment group as well. It'll be on my tweets and website and on the podcast. You know, I want to push DJs for people to understand that you guys out there are doing your thing and you do exist and you need to be on another level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me.
Nah, it's not a problem. It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Anything, Mark?
Right on, right on. Love this, man. This is great.
Great. Excellent. So, guys, thanks so much. This is Old Car Wax. You can download us on dreadlockconnoisseur.com and dreadlockconnoisseur.podbean. And look forward to the continued series of DJs, the real DJs. And we're really glad you stopped by. Have a good day and God bless.